Alyssa in the Morning spends a few minutes with U.S. Senator Richard Blumenthal. Now on WICC 600 AM and 107.3 FM.
Senator Blumenthal, this has been weighing so heavy on my heart, I think, throughout this academic year, but especially since the legislative session wrapped up. And I know you're pretty familiar with this, but just to make sure people are up to speed with what I'm talking about. So we've got a child care crisis in Connecticut, really across the country, a lot of different things. We don't have affordable child care options. We don't have reputable child care options. We have a lot of staffing shortages. So there's a lot going on with that. Compound that, here in Connecticut specifically, we passed a law last summer. It's not even a year old. We passed a law to now change the kindergarten age cutoff from January 1st to September 1st. And while that might be in line with most of the rest of the country, even Beth Bai, who is the commissioner for early childhood education in Connecticut, said we're rolling this out way too soon. We don't have the infrastructure in place. And now thousands of Connecticut families are also added to the list of the already many families who are struggling to find affordable, reputable child care options in the state. We didn't delay it. The legislative session wrapped up and we did not delay that decision. So that goes into effect in the fall of 2024. So here's where you come in, Senator Blumenthal. Is there anything the federal government can do to rectify any of this situation? I know the state law is totally untouchable. That's Connecticut lawmakers. But as far as staffing or keeping child care places open, making sure they're reputable, is there anything the federal government can do?
The answer is, Melissa, yes, absolutely, unequivocally, yes. Not only can it, but it must. And we have been increasing the amounts going to child care in the country. We raised the amount by $1 billion, more or less, this year in the budget. But that's still only a fraction of what's needed. And by the way, thank you for focusing on this critically important topic. A lot of people are unaware of the child care crisis, and you use the right word. It's the word I've been using. It's the result partly of COVID. A lot of the child care centers had to close during COVID for obvious reasons. The workers went elsewhere. We now have a worker shortage because of inadequate pay. They can't afford to live on what they're paid. And people can't afford to send their kids to child care centers in Connecticut because obviously they are hard pressed financially. So the federal government definitely has a role, needs to do more. And we'll do more if I have anything to do with it, because I've been literally advocating, buttonholing, cajoling anyone and everyone on this issue for the last couple of years and traveling around the state, as I did just this week, to child care centers in Connecticut, in Waterbury, New Haven, all around the state, talking to workers and the owners who are small businesses, as you know, each one of them is largely a single small business, and they are very hard-pressed and struggling. So I think we need to vastly increase the amount of money going into child care in Connecticut.
I mean, are you hearing any movements in Washington, D.C. that they will start investing in it? And as mentioned, Senator, this is an issue, it sounds like, across the country. I mean, certainly we're focused on Connecticut, but I would think that a lot of lawmakers on both sides of the aisle would be hard-pressed to fix this. I mean, this is our future, and it's not just a Connecticut problem. It sounds like it's really a nationwide problem that's gotten a lot worse since the pandemic.
It's nationwide, and it should be bipartisan. In some respects, it has been bipartisan. Some of my Republican colleagues still object to the amount of money that is required. But I tell them it's an investment. It's not spending. It's not funding. It's an investment. Why? Because good child care enables moms and dads to enter the workforce, to go back to work. We have a shortage of workers, particularly skilled workers. A lot of them are sitting at home taking care of their kids because they can't find good child care for them, understandably. And so it's a good economic investment, but it's also important as an investment in our kids. They are our future workers. Their productivity is what will drive our economy in the future. And the future is not that far away. These kids are, you know, maybe they look very young now, 6, but in 10 years and 15 years, they are the workforce of the future. And mm-hmm. if they are deprived of adequate child care, they're not going to be as productive as they could be otherwise.
I mean, and I could go down the rabbit hole with this one, Senator Blumenthal, because I then start to think about, okay, so if we're going to delay children getting, you know, adequate child care, and a lot of these child care options, by the way, we're not talking about babysitting. I mean, some of them do have educational structure in them. So preschools, for example, which are incredibly expensive, you know, even just like a borderline decent is still expensive for the average Connecticut family. When you're denying a kid that, so if they are on a wait list or you just can't afford to put them in that, you're delaying them doing better in school. They go to school now. We've backed the age up. So now they're going to school later, which is fine. But that, I think, compounds into a lot of different things. Like, we've still got a mental health crisis that we're dealing with. That doesn't make it better. We're cutting paraprofessionals left and right. That doesn't make it any better. I just think we're in this, to me, like, kind of cesspool of huge issues for anyone who's got a kid between the ages of, like, 2 to 3 until about 6. And it does impact a huge population, like you said, not just the kids, but also the families who now can't take on those jobs or can't take on those roles to benefit our economy.
You know, I attended on Tuesday the groundbreaking for the Friends Center child care facility. They're building a new facility on Grand Street in New Haven. They're doing another one on Flint Street, where they're focused on emotional learning. In other words, having kids participate in activities where they learn how to resolve conflicts without hitting each other, how to adjust to groups and to their own lives. They're also providing housing for their child care workers so as to minimize the cost both to them and to the workers. I think we have initiatives in Connecticut that are extremely exciting. We need to provide the necessary funding, as was done for that center. Rosa DeLauro of New Haven helped to lead that effort, and I admire her as a leader in this effort generally, but we really need to value our children in the way that we would if every one of them were our child. And I really couldn't agree more with you that the emotional and the psychological, as well as the learning effect of childcare, is so very important. And it's, you know, childcare is not just sitting in front of a TV. It's not daycare. It's not just somebody minding kids as they sit and maybe play. It is real learning that many childcare centers do as part of a program. The good ones, not all are good necessarily,
right,
but federal support is, as you said at the very start, is absolutely critical.
So how much money, Senator Blumenthal, would you like to see invested? Because I know you said there's a little bit of wavering on that.
We need to double, at least, perhaps triple and more, our investment in childcare. And, you know, when we talk about doubling or tripling, we're talking about billions of dollars. But keep in mind the defense budget. And we're about to begin in the Armed Services Committee, where I sit. The next defense budget will be probably close to $1 trillion. That is hundreds of billions of dollars. And we're spending it on F-35s and Navy frigates and, yes, submarines. I think they are necessary. I'm going to be involved in framing that budget. But we can also afford decent child care, which is, in some senses, as important to our national security as the weapons that I literally work to support, like submarines and other essential means of defense in a dangerous world.
Yeah, I don't get to look at, obviously, the numbers and crunch things and all of that, but it feels like we're in this, like I said, this real crisis. And I think, you know, I don't know how many other states, for example, I'm not knocking Connecticut, but, you know, this is something I'm talking to Governor Lamont about tomorrow. I have no idea why we would push forward with something like that's going to impact 3,000 plus families in Connecticut because we have to have the kindergarten age change this year. We don't have the infrastructure. So I know that state to state, it's going to be a little bit different. But to me, this is a crisis. I think when you look at some of the other big things that our country is so worried about, like mental health, for example, and staffing shortages and the workforce, I mean, if we can't even get this right, I don't know how we can fix the other things. So it has to be a top priority, has to be invested in. And I don't even know how quickly that investment could come. I'm very worried for the fall. I'm very worried for the fall.
It could come in this year's budget, the 2025 budget.
Okay.
It could come soon. But then we'll need to attract back the health, the workers, the child care workers who left the profession because COVID shut down many of these centers and who have gone to other jobs. You know, to be a healthcare worker and a child care worker requires skills that in turn require qualification. You can't just raise your hand and start working in a child care center. They have to be screened and their backgrounds have to be checked.
Right.
So, you know, it can't happen overnight, but a journey of 1,000 miles begins with a single step. And we need to do a lot of single steps right away.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Senator Blumenthal, I'm glad that you're focused on this, and I appreciate you even having the conversation here on WICC. We will certainly be in touch with you very soon, but thank you for your time.
Thank you, Melissa. Take care.
You too.